हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम् ओम् सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। दो नचिकेताः आस्ट् फार् सेल्फ् नालेज् एस् इस् थर्ड् बून्। लार्ड् यम इम धर्मराजः जस्ट् फार् मेकिङ्ग् श्योर् whether Nachiketaha was adequately prepared, whether he was adequately dispassionate, whether he deserved the teaching. He tried his best to tempt him with many gifts in terms, in the form of material wealth, in the form of the enjoyment of pleasures, Arthaha and Kamaha. Even not ordinary pleasures enjoyable in this world, he even offered the pleasures enjoyable in the heaven. But what was Achiketa's response? We saw in this previous mantra, the 26th mantra. Nachiketaha said, Nachiketaha did not express any interest in any of them. Instead, he said that those vehicles which Nachiketa, Lord Yama promised, and even all the objects of pleasures, name of the damsels, celestial women, the dances and music, all of them, he asked him to keep them with himself. So we set aside the mantra. Now, how he's going to deny? So the 26th mantra, Nachiketaha, makes it very clear that he was not interested in the enjoyment of pleasures, which is the kamaha, purushartha. And in the 27th mantra, he would express his mind that he wasn't interested even in any form of wealth, the artha purushartha, which means even though Nachiketaha was young, even though he knew arthaha and kamaha, all forms of wealth to be sought for relative security, and even all those temporary pleasures to be pursued by a human being are important for a human being to live this life. Nachiketaha was very clear. Artha kamas do not become the ultimate goals. He was very clear, moksha being the ultimate goal. He knew the connection between knowledge and moksha. He knew the knowledge being the only means of attainment of moksha, the nishreyas. Therefore, he knew even limitation of dharma. That's why he aspired only for jnanam. He knew the limitations of artha kamas, that they're only relative ends. So this understanding of Nachiketaha is discussed or revealed in these two mantras, 26 and 27. Let us see the mantra again. Shobhava martyasya yadanta kaitat sarvendriyanam jarayanti tejah api sarvam jivitamalpameva. Is very clear. தவைவாஹ ஸ்தவ நிருத்ய கீதே. ஹே அந்தக, ஏதத்து மர்த்தியஸ்ய ஸ்வபாவாஹ இந்திரியாணாம் தேஜஹா சர்வேந்திரியாணாம் தேஜஹா ஜரயந்தி. சர்வம் ஜீவிதம் அல்பமேவ. தி லைஃப் ஆஃப் எவ்ரி பீயிங் இஸ் டைம் பவுண்ட் ஒன்லி. தி ஒன்லி ஷார்ட் ஸ்பேன் ஆஃப் லைஃப் ஃபார் எவ்ரி பீயிங். தெர்ஃபோர் தீஸ் ஆல் ஃப்ரம் செலஸ்டியல் வெஹிக்கிள்ஸ் ஆர் ஈவன் தி மியூசிக் அண்ட் டான்ஸ் தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் என்ஜாய்மெண்ட் அண்ட் பிளஷர்ஸ் தவ ஏவ let them be with you. Okay, let us see the bhashyam here. Now, first, Shankara Bhagavad Pada comments upon the word shvobhavaha. Shvobhavaha means, what are shvobhavaha? He says, shvaha means tomorrow. Shvaha bhavishyati. Na bhavishyati va. Va means are. Tomorrow it will exist or not. Shvaha bhavishyati na bhavishyati va iti. Or I can say shvaha bhavishyanti or na bhavishyanti va iti. சந்தேஹ்யமானஹ ஏவ யேஷாம் பாவஹ பவனம். So he says, ஸ்வபாவாஹ means all arthas and kamas, all forms of wealth which are sought for security and all forms of objects of enjoyment, the pleasures, all of them are shobhavaha. All arthakamaha are shobhavaha. Why they are said to be shobhavaha? Because bhavaha means existence. Bhavanam means existing or existence. Bhavaha, masculine noun. Bhavanam, neuter noun. Please make a note, bhavanam means building. But here bhavanam is like a gamanam, is a verbal noun. Tholippayar. Okay, bhavanam means, bhavanam also means becoming. But here bhavanam means existent, existing. Bhavaha means existence. Both words can take this existence. ஏஷாம் பாவஹ சந்தேஹ்யமானஹ. All those pursuits which come under the category of அர்த்தாஹ and காமஹ, which come under the category of அர்த்தகாமஹ, all forms of wealth sought for security, all forms of pleasures or objects of pleasures, all of them, which come under the category of artha kamaha, their existence. Bhavaha means existence. So, yesham bhavaha, the existence of which artha kamas, the existence of which artha kamas, sandihyamanaha, is being doubted. Sandihyamanaha bhavaha is being doubted as whether they will exist tomorrow or not. So the existence of which artha kamas is being doubted as whether they will exist or not tomorrow, all those are said to be shobhavaha. Is it clear? Yesham bhavaha பவனம் ஏஷாம் அர்த்த காமானாம் பாவகா பவனம் சந்திஹ்யமானஹா பீங் இஸ் பீங் டவுட்டட் ஆஸ் ஸ்வஹ பவிஷ்யந்தி வா நவா இதி வெதர் தே வில் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் டுமாரோ ஆர் நாட் சச் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் விச் ஆர் சப்ஜெக்ட் டு டவுட் திஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஹூஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் இஸ் சப்ஜெக்ட் டு டவுட் வெதர் தே வில் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் டுமாரோ ஆர் நாட் They are said to be Shobhavaha. Okay. Shobhavaha. Now you have understood. So now Nachiketaha says, Shobhavaha. Okay. What are Shobhavaha? He says, Tvaya upanyastanam bhoganam bhavaha. Tvaya upanyastanam bhoganam bhavaha. Yesham tvaya upanyastanam bhavaha. Ye tvaya upanyastanam bhoganam bhavaha. Yesham tvaya upanyastanam bhoganam bhavaha. Sandihyamanaha. தே ஷோபாவாக ஹி சேஸ் தே பாவா தே போகாக ஆல் தோஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் என்ஜாய்மெண்ட் தே பாவா போகாக மீன்ஸ் ஆல் தோஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் என்ஜாய்மெண்ட் ஆர் ஆல் தோஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் பிளஷர்ஸ் ஆர் யூ கேன் சே ஈவன் தோஸ் பிளஷர்ஸ் உபன்யஸ்தானம் விச் வேர் லிஸ்டட் பை யூ ஸ்வயா உபன்யஸ்தானாம் போகானாம் பாவஹ சோ தி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆல் தோஸ் பிளஷர்ஸ் ஆர் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் என்ஜாய்மெண்ட் லிஸ்டட் பை யூ ஹியர் உபன்யஸ்தா மீன்ஸ் வாட் லிஸ்டட் பை யூ நரேட்டட் பை யூ is being doubted as whether they will exist tomorrow or not. Is it clear? Tvaya upanyastanam bhoganam bhavaha bhavanam yesham sandihyamanaha bhavaha tesho bhavaha. All those objects of enjoyment, pleasures, which were listed by you, narrated by you. Had existence, which is subject to doubt. Whether they will exist tomorrow or not. Therefore, te shobhavaha. Okay. Which means what? They're all time bound. So Nachiketaha did not have any doubt about it. Okay, next. And here, one more meaning also is given. Even though it is not, Shankaracharya's meaning is this. There's another bhashyam by another person. Meme is not mentioned. He simply says, Shobhavaha means, Shwaha abhavaha. Shwaha abhavaha. Shobhavaha. Shwaha abhavaha. Shobhavaha. It means, abhavaha means the non-existent. All those objects of enjoyment which would be non-existent tomorrow. This is another meaning. Anyway, both meaning convey the same thing, that all these objects of enjoyment, the pleasures, the all forms of wealth are all time bound in nature. Okay. Next. Kincha. Moreover. Martyasya. Now, Martyasya means what? Manushyasya. He Antaka. Anna one he says Antaka means He Mrityo. Antakaha. Is Lord Yama, Mrityuhu. He Antaka is a vocative case form. Therefore, it means He Mrityo. எது? ஏத்தத் சர்வேந்திரியாணாம் தேஜஹா ஜரயந்தி. சர்வேந்திரியாணாம் தேஜஹா, தி பவர் ஆஃப் ஆல் திஸ் சென்சஸ். சர்வேந்திரியாணாம் தேஜஹா, தி பவர் ஆஃப் ஆல் திஸ் சென்சஸ், சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ், ஜரயந்தி. ஜரயந்தி மீன்ஸ் வாட்? அபக்ஷயந்தி. ஜரயந்தி அபக்ஷயந்தி மீன் தி சேம். தி ஆல் பிகம் எக்ஸாஸ்டட். தி ஆல் தி பவர்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆல் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ் ஜரயந்தி, பிகம் எக்ஸாஸ்டட், அபக்ஷயந்தி, டிமினிஷ். தட்ஸ் தி மீன். தென் அப்சர பிரபுதயா போகாஹ. அப்சர பிரபுதயா, பிரபுதயா இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு ஆதயஹ. சோ பிகினிங் வித் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் என்ஜாய்மெண்ட் சச் அஸ் அப்சரசஹ, தி செலஸ்டியல் விமன், as dancers, musicians, chariot drivers, or the endowed with musical instruments. So all this, apsara prabhrutayaha bhogaha, objects of enjoyment or pleasures such as having celestial women, apsarasaha. அப்சர பிரபுதயா போகாக அனர்த்தாய ஏவ. ஆல் ஃப்ரம் ஆல் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் என்ஜாய்மெண்ட், ஆல் பிளஷர்ஸ், ஈவன் செலஸ்டியல் பிளஷர்ஸ் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் ஹேவிங் தி அப்சரசா, செலஸ்டியல் விமன் எக்ஸெட்ரா, is only for one, it's meaningless. Meaningless means what? Meaningless means it will not contribute for permanent happiness. Anarthaya. Arthaya means anything which contributes for some use is arthaha. Arthaya. Anarthaya means will not contribute for permanent happiness. They only contribute time-bound pleasures. So when we enjoy them, as long as we are able to enjoy, and when we have to, when we lose the pleasure of having them, then it will result in pain. Therefore, anarthaya eva. So enjoyment of any pleasure will contribute for the pain, later pain. Because when we lose the pleasures, when the enjoyment of pleasure comes to an end, naturally there will be pain. Therefore, it is anarthaya eva. So, bhogaha, all these objects of enjoyment are pleasures, beginning with even celestial women, apsarasaha, etc., ultimately will contribute for the pain because they're time-bound in nature. When the enjoyment comes to an end, it will contribute for pain only. There is no permanent happiness. Anarthaya eva. Apsarav prabhrutayaha bhogaha anarthaya eva. Certainly, they are for only pain, because the enjoyment of their time-bound in nature, enjoyment of those pleasures, objects of pleasures, will come to an end and resulting in pain. Having said that, he says, ete anarthaya eva. He has no doubt. He is so assertive. The eva, when he says, very assertive. Ete dharma virya பிரஜா தேஜோ யச பிரபுதி நாம் க்ஷபயித்ருத்வாத். Why he says all these objects of pleasures, all these pleasures definitely, certainly will contribute for the enjoyment of experience of pain when the enjoyment comes to an end. How do I know this? Because all these objects which I enjoy, what are they here? Ete. Ete, all these. What are they? Dharmaha, viryam, prajna, tejaha, yashaha. Now, dharmaha, dharmaha cha viryancha, dharma viryam. Dharma viryancha, prajna cha, dharma virya prajna. Dharma virya prajna cha, tejaha cha. Dharma virya prajna tejaha. Dharma virya prajna tejaha cha yashaha cha. Dharma virya prajna tejo yashaha. Now he gives a list of things. What are they? Dharmaha. See, the word dharmaha here does not mean an order. Dharmaha, the following which a person can earn punyam. Therefore, dharmaha is literal, here implied meaning of dharma is punyam. Dharmaha, following dharma alone will help a person earn punyam in life. Therefore, the implied meaning of the word dharmaha is punyam. The punyam. So, good merits, how much ever good merits a punyam a person earns in one's life through various righteous activities, then viryam, how much ever a strength a person has got, physical strength, then prajna, however brilliant the person is, however intelligent, how much ever intelligence, sharpness a person has, tejaha, how much ever tejaha, energy a person has, or you can say how much of a cleverness, smartness, a skill the person has, then yashaha, how much of fame a person has earned in life, okay, all of them have kshapayitritvam. So he says, yete, all of them have kshapayitritvam. Kshapayitritvam means all of them have the status of being diminished. All of them have the status of being destroyed, becoming destroyed, ruined, or diminished. They will not be there permanently. All these things are time bound. Except the Atma Swarupam, everything is time bound in nature. So he says, Kshapayitrutvat, due to their having the status of becoming destroyed, or what? Kshapayitrutvam, there is Kshapayitrutvam of all these. Ete have Kshapayitrutvam. There's the Kshapayitrutvam of all these, what? Punyam a person earns has Kshapayitrutvam. Has the status of being diminished or destroyed, exhausted. Viryam, how much of a person has strength, that strength also has kshapayitrutvam, has the status of becoming diminished and destroyed and ruined. Prajna, how much of intellectual capability a person has, intelligence a person has, of course it also has a status of becoming destroyed. So tejaha, skill, in yashaha, how much a person earns punya, fame, everything has the status of being destroyed, diminished. So, as a chapitrutvam of these, punyam, viryam, prajna, tejaha, yashaha, etc., it is very clear, even though celestial objects of enjoyment also being time-bound, they all meant ultimately for the pain only. Because any pleasure will come to an end. When pain, pleasure, enjoyment of pleasure comes to an end, because it's the nature of pleasure. It resulting in what? Pain. Therefore, anarthaya eva. So, Nachiketaha expressed his clear understanding very well to Lord Yama. So, Lord Yama cannot have any doubt about this boy's vairagyam. See, the person has vivekaha. Now, Nachiketaha, by way of giving this answer, by expressing his mind very clearly, he proved that he had vivekaha, discriminative understanding of the ephemeral things. Okay, next sentence. Now he says, okay, having talked about the limitations of objects of pleasures, the pleasures, now he says, yancha api dirgha jivikam tvam ditsasi tatra api shrunu. He says, yancha api, and also, yam dirgha jivikam tvam ditsasi, and that long span of life which you want to give, ditsasi, and that long span of life which you are desirous of giving to me, please listen to me. Know about that long span of life you want to give me also. What is that? He says, see, however long span of life you give me also, that span of life will, long span of life, longer span of life, longest span of life also will come to an end. The span of life will come to an end. Why? Because that is the nature of any span of life. There's no such a thing called eternal span of, permanent span of life. Why? Because span of life means has a beginning, it should have an end. You can make the short one a long one a longer one a longest, but it will come to an end. Any noun having any degrees of, okay, comparison as adjectives, time bound only. Therefore, he says, sarvam yad brahmanaha api jivitam. Sarvam jivitam means the life of every life of every being, alpameva, definitely short only. What? Brahmanaha api jivitam alpameva. Jivitam means what? Ayuhu. Ayuhu means what? Span of life. Brahmanaha jivitam api. Sarvam api jivitam. Brahmanaha api jivitam. Ayuhu alpameva. Ayuhu is a neuter gender word. Ayush. Alpameva. So even span of life of Brahma also is time bound only. So every life of every being is definitely, life's span is only short, time bound only. Therefore, kim uta asmadadi dirgha jivika. Then what do you say of the span of life of human beings, mortals like us, what do you say of the long span of life of mortals like us? Asmadadi dirghajivika kimuta. What can you say of the long span of life of mortals like us? Why? Because ee brahmanaha api jeevitam ayuhu alpameva. Even Lord Brahma's is supposed to have the longest span of life. Even his span of life also is time bound. Ataha. So there's no doubt, no living being enjoying the body, mind sense, enjoying a body, or no human being enjoying the body, mind sense complex can have a permanent span of life. Span of life has beginning, span of life has end. Even the life is a beginningless and endless, involving many, there's a cycle, involve many births and deaths. The span of life is short. It is time bound. Ataha, therefore, tavayeva tishtantu vahaha. Tavayeva vahaha tishtantu. Therefore, all those celestial vehicles, etc., let them remain for you only. Rathadayaha, chariots, etc. Chariot, etc., the vehicles, let them remain for you only. Tatha, so also, nritya gite, music and dance. So also music and dance. So also the musical instruments, the dancers, all objects of enjoyment, pleasures, let all of them remain for you. With you. Okay. So what he has Viveka, and he's because of Viveka, he also has Vairagyam. His dispassion towards Kamaha, Kama Purushartha, all forms of enjoyment of pleasures, he expressed. Now in the following 27th mantra, he's going to express and reveal his mind. Not only he is not interested in the enjoyment of pleasures, he is not even interested in the acquisition of even artha. Artha. It means he does not hate artha kamaha, but he makes it very clear he knows the limitations of artha kamaha. His vivekaha is revealed in his answer. Okay, Shankaracharya says, Kincha. What does Nachiketa say in the 27th mantra? Let us read here. Navittena tarpaniyo manushyo lapsyamahe vittamadrakshma chetva jivishyamo yavadi sishya sitvam varastume varaniyasayeva. Na vittena tarpaniyo manushyo lapsyamahe vittamadrakshma chetvam jivishyamo yavadi sishya sitvam varastume varaniyasayeva. Na vittena tarpaniyo manushyah lapsyamahe vittamadrakshma chetva jivishyamo yavadi sishya sitvam varastume varaniyasa eva. Revealing his dispassion towards not only the pleasures, also towards artha, finally he would say that the boon to be chosen by him definitely was the self-knowledge only. Okay. He says, manushyaha, வித்தேன ந தர்ப்பணியா. வாட் அ மெச்சூரிட்டி ஃபார் திஸ் பாய். வி ஆல் வாண்ட் வெல்த் வித்தம் மீன்ஸ் வெல்த் ஆல் ஃபார்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் வெல்த் ஃபார் அவர் சாட்டிஸ்ஃபேக்ஷன். வி வாண்ட் டு பி சாட்டிஸ்ஃபைடு. ரியலி ஸ்பீக்கிங் ஹி நோஸ் வித்தேன மனுஷ்யா ந தர்ப்பணியா. சோ மனுஷ்ய வித்தேன திருப்தி ந பவதி. Satisfaction never happens for a human being how much your wealth he possesses. Even though life living in this world is impossible without money, money is definitely needed for living this life, wealth is required for living this life, but satisfaction, absolute satisfaction, one cannot have merely possessing, accumulating, holding wealth. So he says, manushyaha vittena na tarpaniyaha. A human being cannot be satisfied at all by wealth. And again he says, so I do not need to use my precious boon which you promised to ask for wealth. You know why? Vittam lapsyamahe, we will definitely get wealth. Vittam lapsyamahe, we will definitely get wealth means what? He includes his all those family also. Aham lapsye, vayam lapsyamahe, we shall definitely get wealth. Why? Because tva adrakshma chet, if we saw you, if we have seen you, how can we be without wealth? Having come all the way to Yamaloka and is with unique travel, unique, very special, and having had a meeting with Lord Yama, sitting with him, talking to him, interacting with him, do you think I'll go back poor? Definitely not. Meeting with you itself is enough to have wealth. I need not use my boon to ask for wealth. So what he says, Tva adrakshma chet, if we have seen you, adrakshma chet, if we have seen you, seeing you, meeting with you is enough that we shall definitely get wealth. Tva adrakshma chet, vittam lapsyamahe. Don't expect the sentence to be very complete, okay? Tva adrakshma chet, if we have seen you, or if we saw you, definitely we will get wealth. Okay, then he says, again, I need not use my boon to ask for long life. He says, he did not want to use his third boon, you know, to ask for wealth or longevity. Meeting with Lord Yama, having friendship with him itself is enough to have abundance of wealth and have long life. So he says, Yavat tvam eeshishyasi, ishte means rules. Eeshishyasi, you will rule. Yavat tvam eeshishyasi, yavantam kalam tvam eeshishyasi, yavat tvam eeshishyasi, as long as you will rule. Jivishyamaha, no doubt, we have your grace, blessings, we shall live as long as you will rule as the restrainer, as Yama, we will live. Therefore, what? Sahayeva tu varaha me varaniyaha eva sahayeva varaha. The same boon, sahayeva varaha, the same boon in terms of self-knowledge should be chosen for me. Varaniyaha, sahayeva varaha, me varaniyaha. The same old boon in terms of self-knowledge should be chosen by me, should be chosen for me. Am I a fool to use the such a precious third boon to ask for some money and long life? That I already got it having met you. See, Upanishad teaches how you must talk to others also. Okay. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. So, now let us see the Bhashyam. Na, Shankaracharya adds the adjective. Prabhutena vittena tarpaniyaha manushyaha. See, tarpaniyaha means should be satisfied. Must be satisfied. Tarpitavyaha tarpaniyaha. But here, manushyaha na tarpaniyaha means you should not take it as should be and must be. Not here, a human being can never be satisfied. Can never be satisfied by wealth. He cannot, can never be satisfied by wealth. He can never be satisfied with the possession of any amount of wealth. So, prabhutena vittena. Prabhutam vitta means abundance of wealth. No human being can ever be satisfied even with abundance of wealth. Why? Because satisfaction is in being happy. And being happy is possible in discovering the truth. And discovery of the truth is discovering one's own essential nature. So satisfaction is in the form of happiness, in the wake of knowledge of one's own self. Nothing can satisfy a human being. No possession will make a person feel satisfied. Therefore, he says, prabhutena vittena api manushyaha na tarpaniyaha. Even with abundance of wealth, a human being cannot be satisfied. Okay. At any time, then he says, nahi loke vitta labhaha kasya chit triptikaraha drishtaha. He says, again, we must use our experience in this world also. So how does a person become mature? A person becomes mature only when he becomes dispassionate, when he discovers dispassion. A person becomes dispassionate only when he understands the limitations of wealth in life, all forms of wealth. A person can understand the limitations of wealth only when he analyzes his life experiences. So, he were very, very thoughtfully, he remains, and he tells Lord Yama, loke, in this world, vitta labaha, gaining of the wealth, vittasya labaha, vitta labaha. I'm going to ask you kaha samasaha, okay? Vittasya labaha, vitta labaha, gaining of wealth, in this world was never seen, na drishtaha, was never seen at all. gaining of the wealth in this world was never seen at all as a satisfying factor of anyone. Kasyachit, of anyone. Vittalabaha loke triptikaraha na drishtaha. Triptikaraha means what? Satisfying factor. Triptim karoti iti triptikaraha. Triptim karaha triptikaraha. So dvitya tatpurusha. Triptim karaha triptikaraha. Triptim karoti iti triptikaraha. Okay. Triptikaraha means tripti paduthugindra ondru. Satisfying factor. Vittalabaha triptikaraha loke nahi drishtaha. Kasyachit. For anyone, this gaining of wealth was never seen in this world as satisfying factor for anyone. Means none was satisfied with the wealth. Okay. Yadi nama asmakam vitta trishna syat. Lapsyamahe syat lapsyamahe syal lapsyamahe. You all know takara followed by la becomes la. Totally is the sutra. Okay. See, yadi nama asmakam. Yadi asmakam vittatrishna syat nama. This is how you should take it. Yadi, there is no vittatrishna at all on our part. There is no vittatrishna on my part. Vitta, so vittaya trishna, vittatrishna. Vittaya trishna, vittatrishna. Thirst for wealth. Understand? Vittaya trishna, vittatrishna. Thirst for wealth. Yadi vittatrishna asmakam syat nama. If at all there is thirst for wealth on our part. If at all we have thirst for wealth, then lapsyamahe. We shall definitely get. Lapsyamahe means what? Prapsyamahe. Lapsyamahe, prapsyamahe. We shall get, we shall attain wealth. We do not have any vittatrishna. If at all we have vittatrishna, that nama means if at all, okay? Yadi, if. Asmakam vittatrishna syat nama. If there is thirst for wealth on our part, if we have thirst for wealth, certainly we shall get wealth. We shall attain wealth. Lapsyamahe, prapsyamahe. Iti. How etat vittam. Etat vittam. This wealth. Adrakshma. Adrakshma. Adraksha means what? Drishtavantaha. We have seen. See, it's a Vedic usage. Adrakshma means drishtavantaha. The meaning of the mantra word adrakshma is drishtavantaha. If we have seen, how do you know? We, vayam. Adrakshma is equal to vayam drishtavantaha. Chet. Tva means tvam. Vayam tvam drishtavantaha chet vittam prapsyamahe iti. Vayam tvam drishtavantaha chet vittam prapsyamahe. Tva adrakshma chet vittam lapsyamahe. If we have seen you, seeing you itself is enough. We shall definitely get wealth. If at all we have craving for wealth. Okay. Then he says, next he moves on to next. Lord Yama said, no, I'll give you wealth, I'll give you a long life. Now he says, Jeevitam api tathaiva. Okay. Life, not only wealth, span of life as well. Not only wealth we shall get, Jeevitam api tathaiva. Span of life as well, the span of life also. Which means, Bhavantam drishtavantaha chet, vayam jeevitam api lapsyamahe. We will have long span of life also. He says, how simply seeing you, we'll have long life. He says, jeevishyamaha, we shall live. Yavat, yavat, yamye pade tvam isishyasi. Yavat tvam yamye pade isishyasi. Yavat means yavantam kalam. As long as you will rule, remaining in the position of a yama. Yamyam padam means position pertaining to yama is yamyam padam. Position of yama is yamyam padam. As long as you will rule, having the position of yama, restrainer position. Isishyasi is equal to isishyase. Atmane padam. So isishyase. As long as you will rule in the position of restrainer, prabhu syaha, as long as you will be the Lord, Lord of death, prabhu syaha means you will be. Bhavishyasi, that's the meaning. Syaha should be taken as Bhavishyasi. As long as you remain as the Lord of death, Prabhu. Katham hi martyaha. How can a mortal? Tvaya sametya. Having come to you. Having met with you, Tvaya Sametya, having come and met with you, Alpa Dhanayur Bhavet, Katham hi Martyaha, Tvaya Sametya, Alpa Dhanayuhu Bhavet, how can a mortal become a person of short span of life, a person of limited wealth, having come and met you, how can a mortal become a person of limited wealth and limited span of life? A person of limited span of life. Alpa dhanaha katam Martyaha bhavet, alpayuhu katam bhavet. So, katam alpadhanayuhu bhavet. Alpadhanayuhu katam bhavet. It's a not actually question. Akshayaparthe prashnaha. Akshayaparthe prashnaha means what? When a question is asked, he assertively states definitely a human being having come and met with Lord Yama will not become a person of long span of life, short span of life, and will not become a person of limited wealth. Definitely he will have long span of life and he will have abundance of wealth also. That is the meaning. Therefore, what? He is very clear. Varahatu வரஸ்து மே வரணிய சகையேவ சகையேவ வரஹ மே வரணிய சகையேவ வரஹ து மே வரணிய. The same, that same bone, what is that? Yadu Atma Vijnanam, that same bone in terms of Atma Vijnanam, self-knowledge, should be chosen, must be chosen for me as a third bone. Finished. Now he made very clear in two mantras, Nachiketa revealed how he had, which revealed that he has Vivaikaha, he has Vairagyam, he has discriminative understanding of the ephemeral and eternal thing, and he has therefore he has dispassion towards time-bound things. And he also reveals his passion, strong passion for jnanam. He also made very clear, Atta Kamas were not absolute ends for Anchiketaha. They were only relative ends for him. For him, jnanam, moksha in him of jnanam alone, was absolute end. That he made very clear. Okay, mantra number 28. Yataha cha, Shankaracharya says, yatascha, because why I choose self-knowledge as the third boon, not anything else, not any form of wealth or any form of pleasure. Why I choose only self-knowledge? Why? Because, yatascha, because. He has to give his reasons, which means again, he makes it very clear. Not only he said he did not want Arthakamas from him, Lord Yama, but he also says why he wants Jnanam from Lord Yama. Ajiryatam amrutanam upetyam. Ajiryatam amrutanam upetyam. Jiryan martyah kvadhas. அபித்யாயன் வர்ணரதி பிரமோதான் அதிதீர்கே ஜீவிதே கோரமேத. அஜீரியதாம் அம்ருதானாம் உபேத்ய ஜீரியன் மர்த்ய க்வதஸ்த ப்ரஜானன் அபித்யாயன் வர்ணரதி ப்ரமோதான் அதிதீர்கே ஜீவிதே கோரமேத. கஹரமேத கோரமேத அஜீரியதாம் அம்ருதானாம் உபேத்ய பிரஜானன் ஜீரியன் மர்த்யா வதஸ்தஹ பிரஜானன் அபித்யாயன் வர்ணரதி பிரமோதான் அதிதீர்கே ஜீவிதே கோரமேத. கோரமேத கஹ ரமேத சி ரமதே. ரமதே மீன்ஸ் டிலைட்ஸ், rejoices, revels. So, kaha ramet is like a potential mood word. So, you take it as future tense verb. Kaha ramet. Who will enjoy? Okay, so here, ajiryatam amritanam upetya. Okay, here, jirya, ajirya. Jirya means, see, jarayati is the verb, okay? Jirya means a decaying, anything which decays is jirya. Ajirya means that which does not decay. Ajirya. Ajiryat. Jiryat, ajiryat. See, jiryati, jiryat, ajiryat. Takarantaha pullingaha jiryat shabdaha. Or takarantaha apsalingaha jiryat shabdaha. You can see jiryati, jarayati. We have these verbs. Jiryati, jarayati. Jiryati. Jiryati. Jiryati means, in fact, ziryati also. Jiryati also we have. Means becoming old, decaying. And jiryat means that which becomes old, that which decays. Ajiryata means those which do not decay. And amrita means dead. Amrita means undead, non-dead. So jita, mrita means mortal. Amrita means immortal. Possessive plural word. Ajiryatam amritanam. Upetya. Upeti means samipam gachati. Upeti is equal to samipam gachati. So, ajiryatam amritanam upetya means having gone near. Having gone near, having approached those which do not decay and which are immortal. Literally. Otherwise, you can say, having approached, having gone near those who are non, those who do not decay, who are immortals. Then, upetya. Varnarati pramodan. So, prajanan, varnarati pramodan. Knowing well, prakarshena janan. Knowing thoroughly well, prajanan. Knowing well what? Here, varnarati pramodan. See here, varnarati pramodaha means the varna stands for joy, the pramoda means joy, born of, or pleasures, born of the enjoyment of pleasures, enjoyment of objects of pleasures. So Varnaratihi implies here the colorful objects of enjoyment and pleasures. So Varnarati Pramodan Prajanan, knowing thoroughly well the limitations of the pleasures, the joys born of the enjoyment of objects of pleasures. It can be anything. Object pleasure means, oh, how nice it is to listen to music, how nice it is to, you know, eat this food. All those things you can say, all enjoyment. So having thoroughly, knowing thoroughly well the limitations of all forms of objects of pleasures, Varnarati Pramodan, the pleasures, the limitations of the pleasures born of all objects of enjoyment, Prajanan. How does one know the limitations of Varnarati Pramodaha? How does a person know the limitations of all forms of the limitations of pleasures, the time-bound nature of the pleasure born of the objects of enjoyment? Only when a person repeatedly analyzes and thinks about it, abhidhyayan, abhidhyayan, repeatedly analyzing and closely observing the limitations of the pleasures, closely observing, repeatedly analyzing, abhidhyayan, the pleasures born of the enjoyment of objects, thereby prajanan, knowing thoroughly the limitations. To know the limitations of that, one must really repeatedly dwell upon it. Abhidhyayan. So Varnarati Pramodan Abhidhyayan Prajanan, the knowing the limitations, knowing what they can give, what they cannot give. Knowing the advantage and limitations very well. Yes, what advantage? They can make you they can help you forget your worries for time being, for a short time. But definitely they will, when the enjoyment goes, they'll leave you in pain also. They cannot keep you happy always. They cannot make you forget the world forever. This is what is what? The advantage and disadvantage, limitations. So knowing the limitations very well, kaha jiryan martyaha. Kaha jiryan martyaha. Which mortal human being? Jiryan martyaha means which constantly, which human being, which mortal being who is constantly decaying physically, which mortal human being who is constantly decaying physically, kvadhastaha. So kvadhaha means earth. Kvadhaha means earth. And tishtati iti kvadhastaha. One who is living on this earth. Which mortal human being who is physically decaying constantly, living in this world, rameta atidhirghe jivite, will enjoy or will delight, will revel in a very long span of life. Atidhirghe jivite, in a very long life, which human being whose body is constantly decaying, living in this world, will delight, will enjoy in having a long life. After having approached, after having come near the ever non-decaying immortal ones. This is the question asked by him. Okay. See, this verse mantra is similar to the mantra which you already read in other Upanishad. Parikshalokan karmachitan nirvedamayat brahmanah. Okay. Nahi. So akritasya kritartaha. Akritena kritartaha. So what he says, see, one has to, in order to have passion for jnanam, one must have dispassion towards artha kamas, and to have dispassion towards artha kamas, one must know the limitations of them, that they cannot make a human being happy forever. In fact, they can give time-bound pleasure, thereby they'll also contribute for the experience of pain. One has to know the limitations. And to know the limitations of them, one must really analyze one's life's experiences. So an intelligent person, whoever analyzes one's life's experiences, and life's experience itself will teach him a lesson that one can learn. A person enjoys in life, all enjoyments, all objects of pleasures, come to an end, the time-bound in nature, that they cannot make a person happy forever. And this close analyzing, when a person knows thoroughly the limitations, then he cannot have definitely aspiration for having a long span of life. He cannot enjoy things in life. One can have aspiration for long life only for knowing the truth, not for enjoyment of pleasures. I want to live long. Why? Because before the body falls, I must discover the truth. I need time for me to prepare my mind to attain jnanam. I need time. So I want to live long, but not for simply enjoying, this time-bound pleasures. That's why he says, Kudristaha kaha jiryan martyaha atidirge jivite rameta. Which human being living on this earth whose body is constantly subject to change, will delight in having a long span of life, especially after having approached those which are non-decaying and which are immortal ones. What does he mean by ajiryate amritam? We'll see in the Bhashya, we'll understand. Ajiryatam. Shankaracharya writes, ajiryatam. Ajiryata means what? Vayohanim. Aprapnuvatam. Vayohanim aprapnuvatam. Jiryat means that which decays. I told you. Ajiryat means that which does not decay. The non-decaying is ajiryat. Takaranta shabda. And what a possessive plural form of it? Ajiryatam. Ajiryataha, ajiryatoho, ajiryatam. Of those who are non-decaying. Which means, vayohanim aprapnuvatam. Vayaha means aging. Hanihi, the defect. Aprapunavatam, those who do not get this problem of aging. Those who do not get the defect of aging. Vayo vayaha aging. Vayaha means age. So vayaha here's aging process. And hanihi means defect, the problem. Vayohanim apraapnuvatam. Of those who do not get this problem or the defect of aging. Okay. Are said to be ajiryantaha. Okay. Then amrutanam. Vayohanim apraapnuvantaha. Vayohanim apraapnuvantaha. Those do not get the problem of aging. Then amrutanam. Amrutanam we know. So he does not want to comment upon that word. Those who are immortal. Okay. Sakasham upetya. Sakasham upetya means having gone near. Sakasham samipam. Sakasham upetya. Having gone near. Upetya itself means having gone near. Sakasham gatva. Samipam gatva. Upetya. Sakasham upetya means upagamya. Having gone near. Having approached. Atmanaha. For one. Utkrishtam prayojanantaram praptavyam. He says, you are ajiryan purushaha. See, bhavan ajiryantaha. Now Lord Nachiketaha says, bhavan ajiryantaha. Who are you, Lord Yama? He doesn't use singular word. Okay. Bhavantaha ajiryantaha. Means you are ever non-decaying. Then vayohanim apraapnuvantaha. Amrutaha. So you are immortal and you are non-decaying. And having come near you, who is exalted, atmanaha, utkrishtam, having come near such a person, utkrishtam, prayojanantaram praptavyam tebhyaha. From those people, tebhyaha, from those people who are not subject to any decay, who do not have the problem of aging, who are immortal, having come to them, having approached them, one, what should be obtained by one? What should be got? Praptavyam. What should be got? Utkrishtam prayojanantaram. Another exalted benefit. Utkrishtam prayojanam means, prayojanantaram means another exalted benefit must be got from those who do not decay and who are immortal. So vayohanim apraapnuvatam ajiryatam amrutanam sakasham upetya upagamya atmanaha utkrishtam prayojanantaram praptavyam tebhyaha. From such exalted people, from such people who are immortal, from such beings who are immortal, who are not subject to decay, having come to them, what should be got for oneself? One must something exalted benefit. Another exalted benefit must be got from them. Prajanan utkrishtam prayojanantaram praptavyam tebhyaha. Okay. Prajanan, knowing very well, upalabhamanaha swayantu jiryan martyaha. Swayantu Jiryan Martyaha, himself being a mortal, himself being subject to decay. Swayam to Jiryan. One's own self being subject to decay. Martyaha being a mortal. Jara Maranavan. Being the one who is subject to birth and death. Swayam to one's own self, indeed being subject to decay, being a mortal, being a person of birth and death, being given to this problem of birth and death, Jara Maranavan, Kodhastaha. Okay, now he Shankaracharya comments upon the word Kodhastaha. Kodhastaha means what? You have to break. Kwa. First break the word kwa. Kuhu. Kuhu means prithivi. Actually, ku means prithivi. Ku. Ku means prithivi. One word. Go means earth. Go means knowledge. Okay? Ku means prithivi, earth. Adaha. Cha. Antarikshadi. Loka apekshaya. So, adaha cha. Ku means prithivi. Then, adaha cha. Antarikshadi. Loka apekshaya. Tasyam tishtati. Iti kodastaha. See, the person, the human being who is living on the earth, but below the intermediary space. Okay. Who is a mortal? One who is not living above the earth. What does it mean? Above means what? See, the Bhuloka is in between. The 14 worlds. Let me make it very clear. Chaturdasha Bhuvanani, that 14 worlds. Of the 14 worlds, the 6 lokas are above. 7 are below. Okay, the Bhuloka is in between. Bhuloka. See, Bhuhu. On the top, we have Bhuvaha, Suvaha, Mahaha, Janaha, Tapaha, Satyaha. Understand? Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, Mahaha, Janaha, Tapaha, Satyaha. 7 lokas. And heaven below. The 7 below, and where is Bhuloka? Bhuloka is the Ku. So Ku means Bhuloka, and Antarikshadi Loka Apekshaya Adaha. So the human beings, mortals live only in this Bhuloka, in this world of mortals, which is below the 6 worlds above. Okay? See, the human beings who live in this world of mortals, which is below the 6 worlds. Understand? Antarikshadi adaha. Antarikshadi means what? Bhuvaha, Suvaha, Maha, etc. Okay. Prithi adaha cha antarikshadi loka apekshaya. Tasyam tishtati. The earth, the person who lives on earth, which is below the 6 worlds, such as Bhuvaha, etc. Is it clear? He's called what? Kodhastaha. Pah. Sometimes we want Brahmajnanam, Atmajnanam. Why should we know the meaning of Kodhastaha? Do we care really what Ku means? Adastaha means he lives on the Bhulok earth, which is below the 6 worlds, such as Antariksham. Antariksham, etc. Antariksham means intermediary space. Okay. Kodastaha means a human being who is a mortal, who is subject to decay, who has birth and death. Jiryan Martyaha Jara Maranavan Kodastaha Kuhu Prithivi Adhacha Antarikshadi Loka Apekshaya பிருத்திவி அஸ்தி தஸ்யாம் பிருத்திவியாம் திஷ்டதி இதி குதஸ்தஹா. The person who lives on the earth, which is below the antariksham, etc. Therefore, he is said to be what? Tishtati iti. Iti kvadastaha. Okay. Sun. So, that person, being himself being a mortal, himself being subject to decay, himself being a person of birth and death, subject to birth and death, and as a mortal living on this earth, which is below this intermediate space, etc., such a person, katham evam aviveki bihi prarthaniyam putra vitta hiranyadi asthiram vrunite. Oh Lord Yama, how do you expect this mortal human being to choose impermanent things? Asthiram vrunite. How can a human being choose asthiram, unfirm, time-bound, impermanent things such as progeny, putra, vitta, wealth, hiranya, gold, etc., which are to be prayed for only by people of indiscrimination? Aviveki bihi prarthaniyam putra vitta hiranya jasthiram katham vrunite. So, only this putra vitta hiranyadi asthiram aviveki bihi prarthaniyam. This impermanent thing such as progeny, wealth, gold, etc., actually should be only prayed for by people of indiscriminate, people who do not have discriminative knowledge. Aviveki bihi prarthaniyam. But how can a human being who, having come to a person like you, who is free from, who is not subject to decay, who is immortal, ask for something time-bound like this? I should ask for utkrishtam prayojanantaram praptavyam tebhyaha. From people like you, exalted people like you, who are not subject to decay and who are immortal, only exalt utkrishtam prayojanam, exalted benefit alone must be got from people like you. How can a human being who is subject to decay, subject to, who is mortal, who has birth and death, and who is living on this earth, asked for something time-bound, artha kamas, such as progeny, wealth, etc., gold, etc., which should be prayed for only by people who do not have discriminative knowledge? Aviveki bihi prarthaniyam putra vitta hiranyadi asthiram. Asthiram katham vrunite. He used, I have come to you. After coming to you, after having meeting with you, after knowing you, how you are immortal, how you are not object to decay, etc. Do you still, I'm not aviveki, I'm aviveki. I know the limitations. I know I have this understanding of what is permanent, what is impermanent. I'm not interested. I'm dispassionate towards all of them. So I must ask for something exalted from you. Tebhyaha, people like you, from such people, having come to them, utkrishtam prayojanantaram praptavyam. Is it clear? Okay, I'm going to stop now. How many of you are very tired of listening? I'm stopping now. I'm not going to continue my class anymore. But I'm asking any doubts, any questions. Sometimes I repeated. I know I didn't want to repeat. I felt bored with my own repetition. But for the sake of helping many people, I repeated. Was it okay? Tomorrow I'll ask, Kodastaha, explain the word Kodastaha. You must say, Ku, Earth, Adaha, Antarikshadi, Lokanam Adaha, Tishtati, Iti Kodastaha.
So many, why there is a repetition of all the three words? Ku, Prithivi, why all they are repeated, Swamini?
No. Understand, he explains how the word Kodastaha means only a human being, not other living beings. I mean, other living beings, the beings which live in only in this Bhuloka. So there are beings who, there are many worlds below the below our world. So Bhuloka, there are many worlds. We're not talking about those beings. Again, there are many worlds which are above also. Why? Because, please understand, very important to know. Who is Adaha? The earth is below the six worlds, such as Antariksham, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, Maha, Janaha, Tapaha, etc. Therefore, it's called Kwadha. Yaha ya prithivi adaha sa prithivi kodaha. Okay, and kodhi tishtati iti kodastaha. Why? Because I tell, make it very clear. Please listen to me. The beings which are in higher worlds can only be enjoyers of pleasures. They can only exhaust their punyam, enjoy their pleasures. They can never accumulate new punyam. Be very happy. Those who are living in higher worlds, enjoying heavenly pleasures, are not eligible to attain jnanam and moksha. They're not eligible to earn new punyam. They have gone with the punyam, they're exhausting their punyam. They have the status of being the enjoyers. Heavenly beings have only bhoktrutvam. Heavenly beings have only bhoktrutvam. They have the status of being the enjoyers only. Why? They cannot have kartrutvam. They cannot do things. Because they do not have identity with this gross physical body. But still they have ajnanam. So without the physical, gross physical body, which you have only in this world, they cannot have kartrutvam. They cannot do things. They cannot earn new punyam. They can only exhaust the punyam. That's why they only enjoy it. They only bhuktaraha. Okay. Now, beings which are in lower worlds, they also have only papam. So they also only exhaust their papam. So beings which live in the lower worlds also only enjoy it without kartrutvam, without having the status of being the doers. So even the beings of lower worlds also cannot accumulate new punyam and new papam also. The beings in higher worlds also cannot accumulate new punyam. So they only have enjoyership. They only have bhoktrutvam. They're only enjoyers, bhoktaraha. Therefore, there's no way attaining jnanam, attaining moksha also. But only human being living on this earth, living in this world of mortals, bhuloka vasi, the resident of bhuloka alone, human being alone, is eligible to attain jnanam, attain moksha. And he alone can accumulate new punyam. He alone can have Bhoktrutvam, Kartrutvam also. He has a status of being the doer, has a status of being the enjoyer. He also has a status of being the knower. Jnatrutvam a human being has. Jnatrutvam. A human being can be a jnata, a knower, can be a bhokta, an enjoyer, can be a karta, the doer also. The doership, kartrutvam. Enjoyership, bhoktrutvam. Knowership, jnatrutvam. All these three are possible only for a being living in this world, bhulokavasi, who is a human being. Beings who live above do not have this opportunity. So beings who live in the lower worlds also. Therefore, what? Let us not worry about lower worlds, higher worlds. So human being alone, kodastaha, who resides, tishtati, adaha, one who lives on this earth, which is below this intermediate space, etc., that person alone is eligible. And such a person who is subject to decay, he is jiryat purushaha, and he is also what? Mrutaha, subject to mortality. And he is also jaramaranavan, he is subject to janma maranavan, he has birth, death, decay, aging, all problems he has. Such a person, if he is a viveki, if he has discriminative knowledge, understanding, if he has discriminative knowledge of what is permanent, what is impermanent, do you think the person will aspire for ordinary impermanent things such as Swarnam, Hiranyam, progeny, etc.? No. That too, after having met exalted people like you, Ajiryatam, Amrutanam, Sametya, Upagamya, Utkrishtam, Prayojanam, Praptavyam. An exalted benefit must be got from you. Pujya Swamiji used to say, when Bakasura comes to your house for Bhiksha, you can't give him, you must have kept big, huge vessels to cook food for him. You can't give him just two almonds and one small raisin. What should we give him? You can't feed him now with a little bit. When you meet somebody big, Bhagavan comes and asks you, what do you want? Bhagavan already says, I'll give you the whole of London. And you ask, Bhagavan is prepared to give you the whole of London. But you ask, what? One small house in London. Means you do not know what London means. Therefore, when you meet whom you meet, you must know how much to ask, what should you ask for when you meet somebody, isn't it? What is the capacity of the person, what he can give? It's beautiful. See, it's all lessons from Upanishad. Ajiryatam, Amrutanam, Sakasham Upetya, Upagamya, Utkrishtam Prayojanam Praptavyam. Something exalted must be God. You can't ask for, I want this. I know I want this small balloon. I want this. This, even some of you should tease this, When you take a child, a 5-year-old, to the market, the child asks for balloons and chocolates and biscuits, you're happy to buy. Again, after 20 years, you take him as 20-year-old, 25-year-old boy. You take him with you. And then if you ask for a computer, he pesters you to ask for a computer and some video game, you will tolerate. Again, he asks for the same balloon and things, you will be upset with him. He has not grown. He must grow out of desire for things, knowing the limitations. That when you come meet somebody who is immortal and is not really, it's just a story, but still what he says, always must ask for exalted benefit. Viveki must ask for exalted benefit, not for ordinary time-bound things. That's what Nachiketa says in this verse, mantra. Okay, I'll stop here now. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.